Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojek with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Lori Mosley with the Waxahachie Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome, Lori.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Happy May. It is May. Goodness.
How did we get to May?
I feel like we blinked. And I feel like I say that every month, but it feels so true. It just keeps coming and coming and coming, but it's always busy and it's always fun here in Waxahachie.
Time flies when we're having fun.
It is.
Not only is it Happy May, Happy National Small Business Week, because we know you spend a lot of time
yes.
supporting small businesses.
And Happy National Tourism Week.
It's our week.
It is. It's our weeks together. I'm so glad we get to celebrate together. It's so much fun.
I know.
But yeah, so we get to celebrate small businesses and the tourism that brings into our community, and it's a blast.
A lot of those are small businesses as well.
Mm-hmm. They bring a lot.
At City Council, the room was full of a lot of small businesses that make our world go round, and we couldn't do what we do without them. So.
Exactly. We couldn't do what we do without you either. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ah, well, thank you.
So May is a busy month. We start this weekend with Mother's Day.
I know. Another celebration for you.
Thank you.
Because you're a proud mom of two girls.
I am. I do love my girls. And so tell your moms and everyone special in your life, Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh my goodness, I've lost it. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Mama
yes.
C.
Yes.
Is what Ken always calls her, Mama C. So.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we also have mimosas and muffins, or muffins and mimosas this weekend.
Yes, our Waxahachie Downtown Merchants Association. That's kind of been an annual tradition of theirs the last few years. And they serve those muffins and those mimosas and have snacks and specials and all that.
Yeah.
So you can take that female in your life.
Mm-hmm. To someone special out and about and treat them to some mimosas and muffins and also celebrate or, you know, contribute to our small businesses downtown.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nothing better than celebrating a great day like that, Mother's Day, with your mom in downtown Waxahachie.
Exactly. And what else is on the docket for this month, Lori?
Well, you know, next Thursday, we've got Night on the Town. You know, they used to call that Ladies Night Out, so it's hard for me to wrap my brain around new names. I'm old. But Night on the Town, because they're wanting to be more inclusive.
Yes. So it's not just for ladies. So you can bring, you can do a little date night. You can just go out and have some fun with some friends and enjoy a night out on the town in downtown Waxahachie. Go see our merchants, go get a good dinner and go shop and go have some fun.
Yeah. Extended kind of business hours and some specials and all that. You never know what you're going to find out. Not on the town.
I love the little rebranding. It makes it, like you said, a little bit more inclusive, a little bit more special, and a lot more fun.
Yes. Once a month, we should all go out for a night on the town.
Exactly. And then Scarborough Fair is still going on this month. This is their, like, they're coming towards the end, but
yes,
they're still going on.
It'll run every weekend through Memorial Day Monday.
That's awesome.
So they always include that in. That's kind of always like their little period on the end of the sentence.
I love it.
It's Memorial Day Monday.
They're celebrating 45 years. Is that correct?
Yes. At the city council meeting on Monday, the Queen, Catherine Parr, came and actually knighted all of our council members.
I love that.
And then also gave some special recognitions to folks that were celebrating milestones in the tourism business. And then also City Council recognized Scarborough for those 45 years.
That's incredible. I know we talked a little bit last month about Scarborough Fair, but it's so cool to see that they've been in our city for over 45 years. And they're also a big contributor to our tourism, like we've talked about.
And you know, I was thinking about our history at the Waxahachie Convention and Visitors Bureau. We were founded in 1981. So this is our 45 year anniversary too.
That's wonderful. I did not know that. Well, happy 45th anniversary.
Oh yeah.
It's the big years for all these anniversaries. And the Waxahachie Farmers Market is still going on. I know they just introduced their summer hours. And so I believe that is from like 8 to 1 p.m. on Saturday mornings.
I believe that would be the case.
Yes.
And who's counting whenever you just go out there and you can just shop till you drop?
It's exactly.
Just, it's great produce, breads, and all those things. And also just a lot of arts and crafts and other fun stuff that you'd find at like a trade days.
And Sandy has opened more, like 20 more vendor spots. So it is really hopping down there. I know they've got vendors outside, inside. You can find something for anyone and everyone.
Absolutely. Waxahachie Farmers Market. Sandy Rakoff and Wally Mendez worked so hard on that. And, you know, a fun thing also that's going to happen this Memorial Day, and it's happened the last couple of years, but it's called Hatchie Stock. And it's a three-day music festival that'll happen down at the Railport District.
I love that. And you get to go see some live music, have some beer if you want to partake, and enjoy it and kind of get a little nod to Woodstock. I think that's so much fun that you have that little entertainment, something different.
One of the headliners is going to be Bart Crow, which
I did not know that.
Yeah, I know. He's like big time.
Yeah, that's
he's big time, and he also calls Ellis County home, and so
I did not know that.
Oh yeah,
I did not know that. That's so cool,
Bart Crow, right here from Ellis County. I believe Maypearl, if I'm really
that is really
trying
neat.
To go back in my music history. I'm so sure somebody's probably screaming at the radio at us right now telling us where he's from, but I can just safely say Ellis County. But yeah, he's on that 3-day music festival bill, and so tickets are available.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always fun there at the Railport district.
And so Friday through Sunday during Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's really neat.
And then right there on our heels, the OG, our oldest running event and one of our favorite and beloved, would be Gingerbread Trail.
The home tour.
Yes.
I love that tour. It is something very nostalgic for me. I have been fortunate enough to help volunteer with it the last couple of years. And it is so neat to go walk into these beautiful homes and see the history, hear the history, how they've kept up with the history, and see how people decorate. I just find that so interesting. I love being a little, it's like a fly on the wall.
Like, oh, I was going to say creeper.
Or creeper, yes. I didn't want to say that, but yes.
I did. But for all you nosies that want to go see how people live and you want to go through their houses, or, again, learn all of the history of the homes, really, because these are our treasures. They are cherished. They're beloved. People love on those homes. And, I mean, 1968, I believe, is when the home tour started. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, really, that is reason one of the big reasons why we're so perfectly preserved. And then, of course, we've just had generations thereafter who have carried that torch of preservation, because this is also a National Preservation Week too.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so the Gingerbread Trails, it is a true, like, you see all these houses all the time and you drive by and it's like I said, well, like Lori said, it's like being a little creeper. You just get to go inside and
go inside.
See it and just, I don't know, you get ideas maybe for your home or how you can preserve your home too. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, and that is June 6th and 7th. Like I said, I don't know if we'll be together by the time that event happens, but we want that to be on people's radar because, again, it is the OG of all of our events.
And you can buy tickets at any of the homes and start at any of the homes. You don't have to start at one particular. And they've got different spots. I know the museum is always open. They do courthouse tours, the library tours. It's a great weekend.
And I'm glad you said Ellis County Museum, because that is their largest fundraiser of the year.
Yeah, and it's an incredible fundraiser. And again, just go see some beautiful homes here in Waxahachie.
Yes, celebrate us being the gingerbread city. And then, you know, because then we turn into the Crepe Myrtle Capital July 3rd and 4th. But that we'll save that for the next show. We've talked. But if you like ZZ Top, just know we got you covered on the night of the 3rd. So there's a little teaser there. So
I love that. Well, thank you, Lori. Summer is fast approaching and May is here. So thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.